Okay, now this is my third mini podcast about spiritual knowledge, and I'm going to explain a little bit more about how do I read, do I do clairvoyance readings. So the first thing is that I don't predict anything for sure. I just make some predictions according to what the energy of a person feels like and what is the most likely outcome of his energy. So if his energy is very open to relationships, if he is if I feel that his heart chakra is open, he is very friendly with women, he is ready for a relationship, then I would predict that he's going to have a relationship in the near future. So it's very unlikely that he wouldn't have one if he has got such a strong energy that attracts a relationship. On the other hand, if the person has got lots of old relationship hurts, love hurts, and his heart chakra is blocked, his whole being is aggressive and reluctant to have a relationship, then I also would predict then that he wouldn't be having a relationship in the near future. Maybe in the very far future, maybe after 5 to 10 years, he would have a relationship. But I don't normally talk about that late future, unless I ask the angels. This is a different story. There are basically two parts of my job. The first part is how I sense the energy of the person, and the second part is by asking his angels or his spirit guides or whatever you want to call them. I call them angels because it is a nice word, but actually I really don't know who they are, but I know that these are beings who are taking care of that person, and I know there are also beings who are taking care of me, and everyone has got these beings taking care of him or her. So I ask the angels and I predict according to what they see in the future. Thank you for now.